Welcome to the Life Church STL podcast. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope this message encourages and inspires you. Thanks for listening and enjoy today's message.
So last week, I spoke about not getting ahead of God, being in His pace with Him, not being in ourselves, but in His will for our lives and walking in step with Him. And this week, I want to talk about dreaming. Because there's this balance, right, of us wanting, like, sometimes to go and run and do and do all these things, and maybe we can get ahead of God. And there's also this other side of it where sometimes we're just, we don't have a dream. We don't have something in us like to pursue, and it, which is not okay, by the way. And we're going the other direction where we're just not going anywhere at all. And I just felt like God was speaking just to speak about dreaming and that He has given us a dream. And of course, this is coming out of our life, Pastor Tori and I's life, our family, and just different things that we are walking through. And you know, I'm not the guy that doesn't have faith and dream. I'm not the guy that doesn't do that. But I'm also not the guy that's just like crazy out there, like, woo, this is going to happen. It's big. It's, whoa, it's gigantic. You know, way out there either. I'm just kind of like right in the middle. And I'm feeling this thing right now where there are these dreams, these things that are coming up, and like, God, is this what you want, you know? And so I'm going through this moment where I'm like, God, just tell me. You know, you always just want God to tell you. It's like, write it down, give it to me. Is this you? Is it not you? What do you want me to do? And He doesn't always do that. Sometimes He does, but He doesn't always do that. And I believe that God, you know, of course, He has a plan for us. He has a dream for you. And our dreams should match up with Him, but He also allows us to take part in that. He wants you to step into it. And of course, He's giving you passions and dreams. He's given you gifts and interest. And He wants us to move forward in them and align with Him and what He wants to do. Is anybody in here want to dream? Like, want to dream big? Do you want to have big dreams? Do you want to have great things happen? You know, and this isn't one of those sermons either. It's like, woo! You know, God's going to give you everything. Everything you want. No, He'll give you everything you need. That's what the Bible says. It's not always what we want, but He will definitely give you what you need. But God has called us to dream. He's called us to be dreamers. Right in the Bible, it says that even in the last days, which we're in the last days. I mean, we have been for 2,000 years, so. Like, for real. It's been the last days for 2,000 years. So, that we'll be dreamers, right? It says the young men, the old men, the young women, the old women. Like, there will be passion and fire. You'll dream. It's going to be in you. And so that's us, and we're supposed to dream big, right? So as Christians, we're supposed to dream. We're called to be dreamers. And I, as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about the scripture. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. It's Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. Our main faith, our belief, our trust is trusting in what Christ has done for us, in God, that we can come into this relationship. But I was thinking about really the two main thing, other reasons that we need faith. or faith comes, I guess you could say a catalyst, that it comes into our life, is whenever we're going through struggles, right, it's a lot easier to like, okay, I'm going to put my faith in God. Okay, God, I need some of the help. I need you to do a few things here. I'm struggling, or I'm walking through this season and it's not good. You know what the other thing is when we have dreams. See, when we're not going through struggle and we're not dreaming, what are we doing? It's interesting to me. And you can come up and tell me, well, there's these other things. And I'm, okay, yeah, that are catalysts for faith. But to me in this, I'm thinking about those main catalysts for faith and saying that dreaming is one of those things behind trusting in who Christ is and what he's done for us. And I want to please God. I also don't always want to be walking through struggle, right? So what's the other way that I put my faith in him is by dreaming. It's by trusting him. If I dream big, if I allow my mind to go to these places that God has amazing things, if we do that, then all of a sudden we're cultivating this faith, believing that there's something more that God has for us. Well, we have to be really willing to take risks, you know? It's interesting when you come to certain moments and you find somebody that's not willing to step outside of their comfort zone and to take a risk, you know? And I'm one that I may not be the most crazy out there guy, but if you put like a risk in front of me, I would jump at it, you know? And Pastor Tori sometimes is like, I don't even understand, like, you know, put a cliff in front of me. Let's do this. I will jump off of it. You know, it's like this thing. And those are natural things, but sometimes I find myself shying away from the risk of dreaming in other ways, in what God has for me, in what he wants for me or from me. I find myself shying away sometimes, and I try to catch myself and say, no. God has called me. He's called us. And I'm just relating a story, right? I'm going to talk about myself because I don't want to share your stories. You can share your own stories. But he's called us to be pioneers, and pioneers dream. Like, if you want to be a pioneer, you have to have a dream for something, right? You have to dream that something more can happen, or something new, if you're talking about the natural world, that something new can be created. I got this dream, this picture in my mind. And you dream, and then all of a sudden it starts to come out, and you start to create. And that's what God wants for us, for his people. It's what he wants for you. He says, I want you to dream. And I want to see new things happening. Because new things are going to happen. And he wants us to be a part of it. So many times we won't take risks because we're afraid. There's a fear of failure, a fear of not being able to do it or make it. Or, well, hey, what if I go this far and then all of a sudden it doesn't work out? In Proverbs 29:25, it says, fear and intimidation is a trap that holds you back, but when you place your confidence in the Lord, you will be seated in the high place. It's a trap. Fear is a trap that keeps you from doing what God wants you to do. It keeps you from dreaming. It keeps you from being a pioneer. You know, pioneers, it's not, see, fear is a part of humanity. It's a part of being human. It's not that those things don't come up in us. But But if we walk into the trap, we're not going to go anywhere. That thing might come up, but what I'm going to do is say, no, I'm not walking into the trap. I'm walking into what God has for me. I'm going to walk into the things that he's calling me to. I'm going to walk into his presence because I know the trap's not going to be there. I'm going to place my confidence, not in myself, but in the Lord. I'm going to place my trust in him. But in Proverbs 14:26, it kind of tells us how to step past those fears. It says, reverence for God gives a man deep strength. His children have a place of refuge and security. Reverence for God gives a man deep. I love, it's like, it's not reverence for God gives a man strength. They're like, I'm going to emphasize this. I'm going to make a point to say it's deep strength. This isn't some surface weak strength that somehow, like, it's, you know, whatever I try to put up strength, it's weak. It's surface. You know, in our human sinful nature, whenever you see, I love sometimes to see when people have this macho, bad attitude that, like, you better not mess with me. And I'm like, you know what? There is a little baby inside there that is so afraid that you're putting up this surface weak strength to hide the little baby that's crying inside of you. And I don't know, maybe somebody could beat me up, that's fine, but I'm still gonna say, I know there's a baby in there. I know that what you're doing is putting something up because you're afraid, because you're scared. But listen, whenever we have reverence, when we have reverence, respect, a fear of God, this honor and trust in him, there is deep strength. You ever seen somebody, you know, it's amazing. You can see somebody that's, hey, they're not like, hey, they're not like lifting like 400 pounds or anything like that, but like they walk into a room and they command a room. There's deep strength in that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can see it on them. And whenever we take this scripture, have this reverence, this honor, this respect for God, who he is, what he wants for us, that all of a sudden this deep strength, it's like you're standing there and your foundation is so firm that there's nothing that could possibly happen to knock you off your feet. That's what this is. That God's moving me forward. God is holding me up. You're not messing with me. You're messing with God. What do you think that you can do to him? So this reverence for God gets us past that trap of fear. But what is it that God wants us to dream? And I would say that the scripture here in 1 Corinthians 10, it's funny because, like, you could say it's vague. You're like, because I wanted details about what he wanted me to do or how he wants me to do it. Well, let's say how he wants me to do it, because what he wants you to do is this. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything that you do for the glory of God. And absolutely, in everything that we do, whether it's going to lunch after church today, or whether it's at our job and what he wants from us, or for us in our job or our school, you know, or whatever it is, whatever I am doing, whatever I'm called, whatever I'm moving to. He's like, God, what's the dream? He's going to say, well, what I want you to do is be strong in who I am, and everything that you do, do it for my glory. Do it for me. Do it so that other people can see who I am. In 1 Corinthians 10:33 it says, and this is Paul, it says, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Saying, listen, everything that I'm doing, every place that I'm going, no matter what it is that I step into each day of my life, I'm going to do it that they may be saved. You say, well, I mean, how does that work? I'm going to tell you, no matter what it is that you're doing, no matter what it is that you're called to do, no matter what it is that your dream is, there's a way for God to get the glory and for people to come to know who he is in it. Say, so I'm just a mechanic. I'm just a teacher. You pick any job. I'm just this. I mean, I don't know. What do you mean? I am telling you. That people could know who he is by how you work, by how you handle yourself, by how you speak of him whenever you are talking to them. He will bring the opportunity. He's just asking you if you will walk into it. He says, will you do it for my glory and not your own? See, the enemy comes and tries to taunt us with our own glory, with glory that's not God's glory. And it's a real glory, if you will, a real earthly glory, where we may have some place where people see us, look at us, whatever. But it's so shallow. There's nothing to it. But God's got something prepared for us that we can't even possibly imagine how amazing it is. And when I'm thinking about this, thinking about dreaming, thinking about the, like, God, will you give to me, desires of my heart? And, you know, because I've got dreams, I've got things that, you know, I would love to do, to be a part of. And God says, yes, as long as those dreams and desires match up with who I am. Saying, are you going to match up with who I am? Or are you going to match up with pride? Or are you going to match up with something that the world can give? He says, I've got something for you. And it's better than you can possibly imagine. In 1 Corinthians 2:9 it says, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Now, if I think about that, you know, sometimes we get caught up saying, well, God, you know, will you give me these things that I'm dreaming about, these dreams that I have, these things? Will you do that? But can I turn that back around on you and say that in this scripture it says, you can't even imagine, you can't even imagine what God has for you. The things that he has. And how much they will even surpass any dream that you could possibly have for yourself. says your ear hasn't even been able to hear it. It can't even hear it possibly how much he has for you. You haven't seen it because, you know, sometimes we say, I see this. I got this big dream and vision for my life and I can see something. And God says, listen, your eyes can't even comprehend what I have for you. If you come in line with me and what I have, you don't even know what I have and how much that I can help you to walk in. But there's a little bit of a catch to it. See, the catch to this whole thing is that whatever we do, see, there's different kind of ways that we react. To dreams and different things. And one is that we can be very passive about it or a little hesitant and scared. And you know, when we look at somebody and say, man, that guy's, he's like going out there, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, he's prideful that he can do all that stuff. Or he thinks that he can do all that stuff. He's prideful that he, whatever. He's just, look at him. But do you know that whenever we are so cautious or afraid, that there's pride in that too? That when I won't actually step into what God has called me to or the dreams that he wants to bring about in my life, when I won't step into that because I'm afraid, I'm worried about what might happen, I'm worried about what people may think or what people may say, there is pride in that because I'm protecting my ego. I'm being prideful in not stepping forward. You say, well, I don't even have any dreams. That's prideful too. You're saying, well, you don't understand. None of this could happen for me. Really? Because you're somebody different than everybody else God created? You think you're that special? Well, no, I don't think I'm special. Yeah, you think you're special because you're different than everybody else. Everybody else can have a dream, but you can't. So you're special. And there's pride in that. And God says, dream. I want you to dream. There's no excuse for it. But he wants us to do it with him. In Romans 15:20, it says, this is so awesome. Look at this. The writer says, and so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. In the NIV, it says, it has always been my ambition. Like, wait a second. It was his ambition? It was his aim? He was aiming for something? He had ambition to do something, even if it was. I mean, he wanted to talk about Christ. But look at the pride in him. In the Message Bible, I love in that scripture, it says, this has all been pioneer work. This has all been pioneer work, what I'm doing. He says, listen, I wanted to preach to those. I wanted to speak about Christ to those who haven't heard about him yet. I don't want to preach where somebody else has preached. I want to preach in a new place. It was my ambition to do that. But you know, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, you know what he says? He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Wait a second. How does he say that? It's like, I've been working harder than you guys. Look at me. Look at the ambition that I had to talk to people about Jesus. My aim. And I've been thinking about that. It's like, because I don't, you know, I'm one that's like, I don't want people to think that I'm being too, like, cocky or haughty, you know, that God's going to do this great thing in my life. Or he's going to do a great thing through my life. But you know what? He says, I want to do that great thing. I want to give you a dream. I want you to dream big. But what do we need to do with it? He says, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. And I see in this scripture, he's like, you see in his mind, he's like, everything that I'm doing is going to have God wrapped around it. It says, it was the grace of God that allowed me to do it. And I strove and I dreamed and I went and I did these things, but it wasn't me. But it wasn't me. It was because of God that I was able to do these things. It was him. And I see him just like with this, and I want to be that way. And I believe that's what God has for you and all of us. He says, be a pioneer. Pioneers dream. Dream big. But understand that God is the one that gives. He's the one that takes away. He's the one who created you. He's the one that gives you your strength. He's the one that sustains us. He's the one that does everything. So in everything that you do and you say, God, I've got this dream and I'm going to walk in it. He's like, yeah, go, do. Dream big. And in that, I believe just what he wants us to do is to say, God, as I walk in this, let it not be me that's doing it. God, let it not be my strength that gets me through or helps me to do this. Let it be your strength. Let it be your understanding, your knowledge that is dropped into my heart that allows me to have these dreams, for these things to come into my life. Not I, but the grace of God that is in us is how we do it. In 1 Corinthians 4:7. Actually, would you stand with me and then I'll read the scripture. It says, dream big dreams. Work hard. Do lots of it. But never think that you're doing it on your own. Never think that it's you that is the critical piece in this puzzle. We're a piece in a puzzle, but we're not the one that makes the puzzle. We're not the one that puts all the pieces together. He says, dream big. But don't presume that you're doing it. 1 Corinthians 4:7, it says, for who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? What makes you different from anybody else? And what do you have that you didn't receive from God? So if you received it, why would you boast as if you already had it yourself? And I believe God is just speaking to us today to say, dream big. Be passionate. Do great. Do you think that God would have created us and called us to his family to not do great things? to not have dreams, to not be passionate about life, to not have a fire and a vigor to do. Do you think that he would have done that? So he says, dream big. Allow those dreams to be cultivated in your life. Allow him to work in you. But just remember who's the one that's the giver of dreams. Remember who's the one who created you. Remember who's the one that sustains you. Remember who's the one that is going to give it to you.
Thanks for listening today. We pray this message encourages you. If you have any questions or you'd like to learn more about us as a church, you can always visit us online by going to lifechurchstl.com.